Let's all turn to Gospel of Matthew, chapter 10.
我们请翻开到马太福音第十章。
Matthew chapter 10, verses 32 and 33.
马太福音第十章32节33节。 32节，凡在人面前认我的，我在我天上的父面前也必认他。 33节，凡在人面前不认我的，我在我天上的父面前也必不认他。
Here we see that the Lord Jesus says that whoever confesses him before men, he will confess before the Father.
所以在这边主耶稣基督说到说，凡在人面前认我的，我在他在天上的父面前也必认他。
And this also means that if we have received the grace and the love and the mercy from God, we have an obligation to share it, to glorify God's name.
所以这是说到，如果我们领受神的祝福，然后还有恩典，然后还有慈爱的话，我们应该要见证出来，来述说他的恩典。Sometimes
we receive blessings in our daily lives, and when we are called upon to testify, sometimes we are very reluctant.
有时候我们每天会得到神的祝福，但是人家请求我们做见证的时候，然后我们
But we should never have this type of heart.
我们不应该要有这样的心。We
should use the opportunity to praise God and give glory to Him, give thanks to Him.
我们应该利用这个机会来颂赞神，来高举他的名。So
thank God we have this afternoon three members who have offered to share their testimony.
感谢神，今天下午我们三个弟兄姐妹想要分享他们的见证。
We have about, we will go until 3:20, so we have about an hour and 10 minutes.
那我们会一直到3:20, 所以我们差不多有1个小时又10分钟。
So I'd like to ask those who are testifying to keep your testimony to about 20 minutes.
所以我请求要见证的弟兄姐妹可以就是大概保持20分钟。
So then, if the timekeeper could ring the bell when they're getting close to maxing out their time, we would appreciate that.
所以请敲钟人员叫他们快要超过时间的时候，可以提醒一下。
So maybe at 15 minutes, you can ring the bell, and then they'll know they have about 5 minutes left.
所以可能在15分钟的时候，请敲一声警告钟，然后这样子他们知道有5分钟的时间。
I'd like to ask our first speaker, Sister Samantha Lee from Garden Grove.
首先请李正轩姐妹。
奉主耶稣之圣名祷告，奉主耶稣之圣名在此做见证。我要见证如何主耶稣借由生病让我更亲近主。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I bear testimony. I wanted to testify regarding how I was sick and then Jesus healed me and made me closer to Him.
这是发生在2012年7月初的某一天，在工作中突然觉得压力大。 胸闷、胸痛、心跳加速、呼吸困难。
And so this happens during 2012, sometime in July. So one day I was working, and I felt unable to breathe, and then my heartbeat had increased, and then I felt very uncomfortable.
老公，我先生紧急送我去急诊室，医生详细做了各项的检查。
And so my husband took me to the emergency room and the hospital performed all types of checks.
在我的 X光肺部片子中有发现不明的黑色影子。
And so in my X-ray, they discover some sort of shadow.
就开了类固醇的药回去等候，隔天再来做检查。
And so I was prescribed some anabolic steroids, and then I was to come back the next day to continue my test.
后来隔天又有相同的症状，呼吸困难又出现，又回到了急诊室做了各项的检查后。
And the following day, I had the same symptoms. I had difficulty in breathing, and so I returned back to the hospital and performed more checks.
医生说肺部黑色阴影没有了，就问我有没有抽烟喝酒。我说没有。
And so the dark spot in my lung that was discovered originally had disappeared. So the doctor asked me whether I smoke or drink, and then I said no.
后来我突然想到，我们公司的老板和其他员工都在办公室里面抽烟。
And so I thought about the fact that my boss and also coworkers, they usually smoke inside the office.
医生叫我暂时别回公司上班，以我的身体状况绝对不能再闻烟味，不然相同的症状会频频出现，甚至休克。
And so the doctor tells me not to return back to work because according to my physical conditions,I am not supposed to smell any cigarette smokes. Otherwise, the same symptoms will reoccur, and I may be passed out as well.
我于是跟公司请了一个星期的假，在家休息。
And so I requested a week off from work and then stay home and rest.
发作频率次数每天增加中，有时一天两三次到三到五次，且一次比一次严重。
And so the same symptoms will happen throughout the day, sometimes three or four times or even more, and then it's getting more and more severe each time.
隔一天在家中突然感觉有人用两只手掐住我的脖子，让我无法呼吸，心跳加速。
And the following day I felt that somebody was choking me on my neck, and then I cannot breathe, and then my heartbeat increased.
想打电话求救，却看不到手机上的电话号码。
And I want to call somebody for help, but I couldn't see the numbers on the phone.
当时非常的害怕，心里大声呼喊：“主啊，救我！”
And at the time, I was feeling really afraid and helpless. And then, so I was calling out to the Lord and said, "Lord, please help me."
然后眼前就一片漆黑，就晕过去了。等我醒来时，打电话求救。我老公刚好园林教会的露露跟 Caroline 姐妹打电话来关心。
And so, and then I just kind of passed out. After waking up, I wanted to call my husband to help me. And then two sisters from Garden Grove, Lulu and Caroline, and called me and asked about my condition.
Caroline 用温柔的口语讲述了圣经上的经节。另一头的我已经全身无力，连说话力气都没有了。
And so Caroline gently comforted me based on verses in the Bible. But on the other end, I am not able to speak. I have no energy to talk at all.
神的话进入了我心，心跳开始慢慢减速，胸痛胸闷慢慢减轻。
And so the words of God came inside my heart, and then slowly,my heartbeat went back to normal, and I was able to breathe again.
等到老公回来，紧急送我去急诊。
And so my husband came back and took me to the emergency room again.
医生用了氧气罩和氧气筒让我呼吸顺畅。
And so the hospital gave me oxygen, and I was put on a mask so I could breathe normally.
医生综合了可能性，是因为长期在吸二手烟，加上办公室没有开冷气，没有窗户空调，加上工作压力，导致呼吸困难和短暂性心因性休克。
And so the diagnosis from the hospital was that because I was working in a non-ventilated office and everyone was smoking around me, and so this way it caused me to havedifficulty in breathing and even passing out.
要我远离二手烟的残害，在这事发生之前，曾有想过换工作，也想要休息一阵子回台湾。
And so he wanted me to stay away from the secondhand smoke. And before this, I thought about changing jobs or even going back to Taiwan.
但是怕工作难找，又怕薪水一份不够。
And so it's very difficult to look for work, and I was afraid that one salary may not be able to support.
回家后想了又想，突然想到诗篇二十三篇，走过死荫幽谷，我都不惧怕，因为神与我同在，你的杖和竿会安慰我。
And then I was thinking that a verse in the Bible, although I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will not fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
回家后犹豫了很久，决定还是跟公司辞职。如果为了要多赚钱，在那种环境下工作很不值得。
And so after thinking for a very long time, I decided that I still wanted to quit my job because it's not worth it for me to work in such conditions.
在家休息中，症状还是没有减轻，时好时坏。
And even while resting at home, and my symptoms did not diminished, sometimes I would feel better, but often I would feel worse.
有一次我就跟我老公说，如果主提早召我回天家，希望老公能好好照顾我年迈的父母亲。
And so one day I told my husband that if the Lord calls me back to the heavenly home earlier, and I'm hoping that you could take care of my elderly parents.
但心里却很想自己还很年轻。我们结婚到现在还没有小孩子，我也没有做更多的善功，难免觉得很委屈。
And at the same time, I feel like I'm still very young, and then I after being married until now, we still don't have any children, and I haven't done much holy work, and so I felt a little regretful.
老公听了很担心我，想我好像在交代遗嘱。就请园林教会所有弟兄姐妹帮忙代祷。
And after my husband heard this, and he was a little troubled by it because he was thinking that I'm leaving a will. So he called out to the members of Garden Grove Church to intercede for me.
教会的很多姐妹弟兄也都很关心我，像梅香阿姨和龙珠姐常常会煮东西来给我吃。
And there are many members in church who cares about me, and different sisters would cook and bring me food.
经过大家的代祷下，症状稍微好转。2012年11月，我弟弟特别从台湾飞来 LA 带我回家，回台湾治疗跟调养。
And so my condition's gotten a little better. And 2012, November, my brother came over to LA and personally brings me back to Taiwan to receive treatment and recovery.
刚回台湾的前四个月都要靠气喘的呼吸器，因为台湾到处可以闻到车子、摩托车的排气孔、庙里的香味。抽油烟机味、烤肉味都会让我无法呼吸。
And when I first arrived in Taiwan, I was relying on asthma inhalers because everywhere I go, I could smell the different type of pollution air from cars or motorcycles, or even ventilations from kitchens and also barbecue smoke, and it would let me unable to breathe.
在台湾休养期间，仔细的审查自己。之前两个人为了工作努力赚钱打拼，有时公司忙的时候，星期一到星期五晚上都要加班到八九点。到了星期六晚早上，就会有惰性，不想早起去教会。
And so I was examining myself, and I start to think that.Because of the fact that we have to work very hard for our job, and sometimes we have to work overtime until 8 or 9 p.m. So when it comes to Sabbath, and I would become lazy on Saturday sometimes and don't want to go.
再加上礼拜六早上我老公要上半天班，所以等他下了班到了教会已经是中午了。
And so, and then a lot of times my husband have to work Saturday mornings. And so once he gets off work and going back and coming back and go to church, it will be around noontime.
于是我们就向神求和许愿，只要主能让我们赚很多钱，然后提早退休，我们会花很多时间做神工。
And so that we made a vow that and promised God that if God let us make a lot of money, and so this way we could retire earlier, and so we would dedicate a lot of our times to doing holy work.
我想是因为没有把主跟教会放第一，这个想法行为是错误的，所以主会把我们非常在乎和害怕的事情拿掉。让我们重新面对主。
And because of the fact that I'm thinking that we did not place God in church first, and so and then because the Lord could take away all the things that we are afraid, and so this way we could come again and come back to God.
让我们以主和教会为中心，把主和教会摆第一。
And so that we could put the Lord in church as in the center of our lives, and so we could put them at first.
几年忙碌下来，却忘了要还愿这件事。
And so after a few years later, we forgot to repay back the vow.
于是主就 create 了这件事情，让我在家里休养一年。
And so God has created this incident for me to stay home and convalesce for a year.
利用这一年的时间为主多做善工，多去教会，多祷告，准时守安息日。
And throughout this one year that we could do more holy work and going to church on time and prayer and pray and read the Bible more often.
在台湾休养的期间，除了看医生治疗以外，就是挪出时间去松山、台北、南港教会聚会。
And so during this time in Taiwan, other than going to hospital to receive treatment, often I would go to the different local churches in Songshan or Taipei or Nangang to attend service.
因为台北教会星期一到星期五都有晚间聚会，我只要有时间都会去参加。星期六早上也会一大早九点就去祷告，十点守安息日到结束。
And so that from Monday to Friday in Taipei Church, their service on a daily basis, so I would often attend. And Saturday morning, I would arrive church very early around 9 o'clock to pray, and then service would begin at 10.
还会主动花时间与台北社青人员拜访需要关心的同龄。
And I would spend time with the local youth in Taipei Church to visit the members that need a visitation.
参加各种圣工，
and to participate in all different types of holy work.
去年还带了两位台湾的慕道朋友去教会聚会，且每次都坐在最前面。
And last year I was able to bring two seekers to church, and then often they would sit in the first row.
同时，因为我父母亲都是虔诚的佛教徒，本来一直都在为他们祷告，可是却很难带他们去信教会。借由这次在台湾休养中，特别于去年在松山教会联恩会，特别带母亲去教会。
And my parents are Buddhist believers, and I never had the opportunity to bring them to, closer to God. But this time I had the chance to bring them to the spiritual convocation evangelical service in Songshan Church of Taipei.
虽然母亲到现在还不愿意接受，但是已经不排斥来教会。
And although my mother still would not accept our religion, but she was not refusing to come to church.
松山的萧传道几位圣工人员也常来家中拜访，感谢神，他们已经从不愿意到很愿意欢迎他们来。
And Pastor Xiao from Songshan Church would come regularly to visit them. And so from the beginning, they were refusing until now that they are welcoming their visits.
之前因为工作压力大，晚上回到家只想休息看电视、上网玩游戏，都没有想要念圣经的习惯。
And because of the fact that I used to work under a great deal of pressure and stress, so when I come back home, All I wanted to do is just watch TV or play video games. I don't want to read the Bible or do anything else.
但自从生病之后，会花每天至少三四个小时读圣经，加上早晚祷告半小时。
And so after this happening, I would spend about 3 or 4 hours reading the Bible every day, and then I would pray in the morning and evening for half an hour.
因为把主摆第一，觉得祷告就变得很有功效。以前祷告的事情很久才应许给我，现在以前不成的事，现在很快就成全。
And because the fact that I'm putting God first, and the things I will pray for normally, that it will not happen until much later on, now beginning to happen a lot sooner.
以前对圣经并不了解，经过祷告跟读经，圣灵借由让我容易明白神的道理。
And I used to not be able to understand the Bible after praying, and then through the Holy Spirit, I was able to understand the Bible a lot better and easier now.
感谢神赐给我一年在台湾休养调养中，让我更亲近主。
And thank God throughout this 1 year that I had recovered in Taiwan, I have the opportunity to draw myself more closer to God.
虽然薪水减半，生活经济紧张，生活重担都在老公一人身上，可是我们还是开心顺服，接受主的安排。
And although my salary was cut, our salary was cut in half, and all the burden of life landed on my husband, but we are still grateful that we have this opportunity, happily accepted this result.
我很喜欢一篇圣经，箴言，喜乐之心乃是良药，忧伤的灵使骨枯干。
And I like the verse in Proverbs that joy is the best medicine for the dried up spirit.
因为我们深深相信主是爱我们的，所以才会磨练我们。
And because we deeply believe that Lord Jesus loves us so much, that's why we would go into this training.
虽然与老公相隔两地，但小别胜新欢。我们的感情只会更加珍惜彼此。
And although I'm separated from my husband, but once you leave each other for a while, it seemed like a newlywed again. And so we are very cherished of this special moment.
愿一切荣耀归给天上的父。
And may all the glory be to our heavenly God.
Thank God. Next we have Wei Nan Zhang.
感谢神，下一位张桂兰。
From Queens.
皇后教会。
本来我想我不会紧张，因为我说的都是我想说的什么，结果我到这儿还没说了，我心里就哆嗦了。
Originally, I feel that I am not going to be nervous because everything I wanted to say is comes from my heart, but I'm starting to feel a little nervous.
我第一个想说的就是私欲与圣灵的斗争啊，在这个小回合啊，我是胜利了。
And so the first thing I wanted to talk about is my physical desire and the war against with my soul. And then I felt that I've won the battle.
为什么说是这一小合这个小回合呢？主要是讲啊，这次来这儿参加学习的事。
And why is it that I've won the small round?Because I wanted to talk about the fact that I came here to study in NATS this time.
我很喜欢咱们教会组织学习班，有条件的我一般都参加。
And I love to attend this NATS. Usually, if the time allows, I would take the time to attend.
可这一次呢，就觉着岁数大一点，从这个90年到现在，我摔了3次。
And this time I felt that I am getting much older. And then from since 1990 until now, I have fallen 3 times.
第一次吧，就是把腰跟膝盖给摔了。这个膝盖呢，半月板拿掉了，腰呢，这个好几节都突出。胸椎的第12节跟腰椎的第1节呢，还有骨折。
And the first fall I broke my knee and then also my waist and then I have a few places that's herniated disc and then also hairline fractures.
第二次呢是一摔倒呢就把这个左侧大胯宽那个叫股骨颈吧给摔折了，钉了3个钉子。
And the second time when I felt.I broke my hip bone, and then the doctor need to stabilize it with 3 nails and support.
前年呢又摔了，结果把肋条又摔折了一根。
And so and then the year before last year, I fell again, and then I broke another bone in my hip.
所以平时呢，家里有家庭护理呀，要是外出呢，都有需要这个助行器帮忙啊什么的。所以我就心想，这回能不能够坚持学习呢？就心里头就比较胆怯。
And usually when I'm at home, I have home care attendant, and then also when I go out, I have like different assistants that help me walk. So I really doubt whether I could come and attend this time.
再加上有一些个血压高啊、慢性病啊、爱上厕所呀、什么的，总觉得哈这个信心不足。
And I also have some other problems, and so that I'm really lacking in faith.
越紧张越上厕所，结果回来呢，这个有一次就是在安息日的时候呢，我就碰见周传道了，我就问他，我说加州的气候怎么样啊？
And so sometimes the more nervous I get, the more I want to go to the bathroom. So one time I saw Pastor Cho at church, and then I asked him, how's the weather in California?
你也不知道他是没听懂我的话呢，还是这是巧合呢？他说，人家80-90岁的人都参加了，没问题了，你努力参加吧。
And I don't know whether that he did not understand my question because he replied and said that there are people that's attending 80 or 90 years old. It's no problem for you.
这一下我想我还不到80了，这个应该问题不大，所以就信心很足就想来了。
And so I'm thinking that I'm not even 80 years old yet. So that gave me a lot of faith that I wanted to come.
这个下决心报名来了，就是快来的前几天呢，新的问题又来了。
And after registering, and then a few days before I was to leave, and then I had some new situations.
我儿子呢是从这个他要换10年绿卡，从这个大陆回来，顺便呢这个治病，另外呢也为了这个跟我们团聚呢。所以他把那个回去他的日期呢就改了，就是还就是把来回机票推了，又换了又多花了钱，就是希望跟我们团聚吧。
And so my son wanted to come to the United States from China to work out his alien card situation, and because of the fact that he wanted to spend more time with us, so he had changed his flight schedule.
结果他这个治病呢，一开始呢治的还调节的不错，就是那个就是心跳呢稍微慢了点，结果回来又赶他感冒，大夫呢又继续给他调，这一调啊，这血压呢这个低压都在100-110，这个高压178，心跳80-90，哎，结果弄得我又七上八下来。
And so he came over also to seek treatment for some of his medical conditions. In the beginning, it was okay, but later on, he had high blood pressure, and the high blood pressure became 171, 180, and the low blood pressure was about 110 or 120. And so it made me very nervous again.
我想要不来吧，飞机票也买了，花了钱了。来吧，就是因为我这儿子从小我没管呢，生了100天我就到外地工作去了。我们关系也比较紧张，所以我就心想，他总在说我不疼他，疼女儿。我喜欢这他现在血压那么高，而且呢又是为了多待点呢，把飞机票也得退了。我在这时候走呢，哎呀，就这是。这个不好说呀，也怕得罪他呀。
And because I have some weird relationship with my son, after having him 100 days later, I left my hometown and go working. And so that's why he always complains that I love the daughter more than I love him. And so I'm thinking I was really struggling and wanted to just kind of stay back and spend time with him.
可是有我一想，我也不是大夫，我在那儿也没什么用。我说还不如我到学习班呢，请主耶稣帮帮了。所以这个办不成的事儿，主耶稣会给我想办法的。
And so I'm thinking I'm not a medical doctor, so that there's nothing more I could do to help him. I better come to the National Adult Theological Seminar, pray to Jesus, and maybe Jesus can help him.
反正不管他心里怎么想的吧，反正嘴面上也挺说妈妈你走吧，甭惦着我，我老公也特别支持你走吧，你不放心吧，所以这样呢，这个魔鬼这种阻挡呢也失效了。
And so this time that and then at the end he tells me, okay, why don't you just go, and my husband actually supports me too and says that you could go, and so I believe I won the first round with Satan.
这个问题解决就是坐飞机了。我这个平时耳朵就总嗡嗡，有点耳背，一坐飞机呀、啊、就是疼得要命。所以我平时要是回大陆什么，都要提前点药水、喷药水啊什么的。
And because of the fact that I have some hearing conditions, and every time when I fly in the airplane, my ear will be very painful.And normally, when I go back to China, I would try to put some ear drops or any kind of medication to prepare my trip.
如果不这样的话，就耳朵就穿洞了，穿洞回就听不见声音了。
And if I don't do that, it's my ear is going to be pierced through. And so this way, when I go back home, I won't be able to hear anything at all.
这个一路上呢，我也挺害怕的。可是，在这个一上飞机点药水呢，还是哎，可能我是好久没用了，没点多久，药水没了。
And so that after getting on a plane, I don't know whether I was too nervous, or I haven't done it in a while. I try to use my ear drops, and not long later, I feel like everything is used and gone.
那个我心话下飞机怎么办呢，哎，我就心想反正是点药也是让你耳朵活，那个嘴活动耳朵活动，正好我就那个姐妹那个兄弟有吃的东西，我就要吃的东西，在飞机降落的时候我就猛吃啊。
And so I'm thinking that I might as well just exercise my ear because it would be the same thing. So I had some other brothers and sisters that had some food. So during takeoff and landing, I would chew on things.
So 下飞机我听听耳朵还听得见，他这招魔鬼这招捣乱呢也失效了。
And so that after getting off the plane, I realized I could still hear something. So I won the second round with the devil.
来到这儿呢，就是睡觉，我一看。哎呀，睡在地上凉怎么办呢？这个周传道娘看到我的想法了，这个理解我下，就是帮我这个弄凳子啊，铺床铺啊什么的，哎，很快也解决了。
And so when I came over, I was thinking that it might be too cold for me to sleep on the floor. And so Sister Cho realized this, and she helped me arrange a nice and comfortable bedding. So this was resolved as well.
这一点呢我倒有心身准备，我就心想反正这几天呢睡不好也问题不大，但是尽量睡好了吧，所以我还自己带着枕头，我希望要睡不好听课也听不来，哎，所以我自己带着枕头带着被子， 就这样我还冷，还要了一床被子。
And so that I knew that I needed to sleep a little better, so I brought my own pillow and blanket, and so this way I could focus in class. But even putting that on, I still need an extra layer of blanket.
所以这些个困难呢，阻挡都算过去了。有时候我一想，有一点小困难也没事儿。正像那个传道说的，这个这是对自己的考验呢，磨难呢。
And so that all these little issues I have went away. So I'm just thinking these, just like what the pastor said, these are little tests for ourselves.
完了，最使我过不去的是啥？半夜忘记是头一天还是半夜腿抽筋了，好像这个左腿抽完筋，右腿抽，右腿完左腿那个，反正这来回的打不穿。完了以后呢，我就原来呢，人家告诉你。那个你抽筋呢、啊、左腿抽筋举右手抽的，这样的话就很快不抽筋了。我就睡得迷迷糊糊的，就又伸左手又伸右手，伸了半天呢还是疼。
And so sleeping throughout the night I had cramps in my left leg and right leg, and then they were taking turns of crampingAnd I heard other people was telling me that if I have the cramp on my left side, I will raise up my right hand, and vice versa. So throughout the night, I was raising my right hand and left hand and going back and forth.
完了以后，我就下意识的喊，我说呢，奉主耶稣圣名赶鬼，奉主耶稣圣名赶鬼，我就闹了。
And I was subconsciously I would say.In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I cast out demon, and then I would be a little better.
那个我们那个这个效果还是马上就不疼了。我们那个同宿舍说我说梦话，我想我不会说梦话。我这40多年跟我先生结婚呢、啊，或者上亲戚朋友当中啊，谁也没有说我说过梦话。我琢磨就是这回。我可能疼得太厉害了，我自己就是赶鬼了。
And so, some people in my room was saying that I was talking in my sleep, but as far as I could remember, for the past 40 or 50 years, I never sleep talked before. So I think this is the fact that because I was casting out Satan in the middle of the night.
这个我会的那个，等醒了以后，我自己想。我说我还会赶鬼啊，实际上啊，就是通过这一段学习嘛，我这个跟主耶稣的距离呢稍微近了点儿，听主耶稣的话呢稍微多一点，这个主耶稣呢给我治病，给我这么一个权柄，让我尝试这个甜头。
And so I didn't think that I have the ability to cast out Satan.But because of the fact of coming here, my relationship with God just drew a little bit closer. So God actually gave me this ability to experience this, the sweetness of casting out devil.
我说这一个事儿呢，主要是说，就是年龄大了，不管是年龄小年龄大，只要是你的决定啊，就是这个是提高自己的灵性。这个离主耶稣的要求是越来越近，你就可以大胆的去做。主耶稣呢会给开路，主恩够用。我就想说明这么一个问题。
I feel like doesn't matter what your age are, as long as you entrust in the Lord and draw yourself to Him, and your relationship is closer with God, and then the grace of the Lord is enough for you.And so this is something that I really want to emphasize in my testimony.
我第二个问题呢，说的就是从祷告中得到满足、快乐，看到希望、有信心。
And so the second question, the second thing I wanted to talk about that I receive joy and satisfaction and faith in my prayer.
人家都说啊，家丑不可外扬啊。
And people have said that any shame that you have at home, do not proclaim it to other people. And I have something that I never wanted to share with anybody else.
但是呢，我觉得今天在这个教堂呢是 充满主耶稣爱的教堂啊。
And, but I feel that this is a church that's full with Lord Jesus' love.
兄弟姐妹呢也是一家人。
And all the brothers and sisters are like one family members.
我就把我的心事呢在这个大家庭里说一说。
And I wanted to tell you about my, something that I've been hiding in my mind.
是我难过的呢就是我有一个快五十的儿子。
And what made me sad is I have a son that's about almost 50 years old.
在世俗的眼里呢他是很不错的谈不上很不错也是算不错的人。
And according to the worldly standards, he's considered a good person.
他也能挣钱。
And he could make money.
也能买房。也有高级车。
And he could buy a house and he drives a fancy car.
媳妇儿也挺漂亮。
And his wife is also beautiful.
可是呢就是随着大陆改革开放以后呢他也就做生意。
And, but after the Cultural Revolution, he went into business in China.
做得也不错啊。
And he was very successful.
这个随着这个全球经济危机呢他也受到了很大影响。
And because of the crisis, the financial crisis globally, and he was also affected.
他这个就是生意上呢就赔钱了。
And so that he had lost a lot of money in his business.
这个赔的还不轻结果把高级房子也卖了这个维持生活维持公司的运转。
And he really lost a lot of money, so he had to sell his house and to support the operation of his company.
夫妻关系呢也很紧张。
And then the husband and wife relationship became very intense.
他的血压也很高。
And that he also had high blood pressure.
前年呢，就是由于生意不好，压力大吧，还得了小中风。
And the year before last year, that because of his business situation, that he had a minor stroke.
这个胃大出血。
And he had ulcers in his stomach.
总而言之吧，是内外交困呢。
And so, in other words, he was troubled outside and also inside.
就这样呢，他还忘不到生意，还忘不了生意。
And even though he's in this condition, he still cannot forget about his business.
你知道，在大陆做生意都要喝酒啊，请客吃饭呢。
And you know that when you're doing business in China, you need to drink a lot of alcohol. You need to be a host to dinner events and cater to other people.
生活也没有规律。
And he doesn't have the right, I guess, patterns, daily patterns.
在他的思想深处就是能赚钱就是对老婆孩子的照顾对父母的孝顺
and he feels that as long as he could make money this will be a filial piety to the parents and as well as he's able to support the wife and children
结果回来我这些事儿这个情况我们都不知道就今年六月份呢我回大陆
And so I don't know about this until this June when I returned back to China.
我们待了三个月啊，他只跟我们相处了一个多小时。
And we had stayed there for 3 months, and he only had the time to come and spend with us for about an hour.
第二天他还要出差。
And the second day he needs to go on a business trip.
你是在宾馆的见的我们。
And he has met us in a hotel.
见了我以后吓我一跳啊
And after seeing him I was really afraid
又黑又胖
So he was very dark and obese
走路还有点一拐一拐的
And he was a little crippled when he walked
根本不像过去那个就是挺潇洒又高挺壮的说话也利利骚骚的，哎，就整个人都变了一个样子。
And so that he's not on, like what he was like before, that he was tall and good looking.
我真是不敢接受，那看他那阵儿，我这心呢不是就是扎的慌，真是用刀割我的肉一样。
And I really cannot accept it because it seems like somebody is cutting my heart with a knife.
我真的不知道怎么办才好了。
And I don't know what to do.
我走投无路，只好为他祷告了。
And there's nowhere else to turn to. I can only pray for him.
也感到内疚。
And I felt internal trouble as well.
等于主耶稣给我的宝贵财产，我没有好好的经营。
And I felt like this was the precious inheritance given to me by God, and then I did not take care of it.
当时我们在大陆就是党要干啥就干好啥了，一心一意的所谓为人民服务吧。
And so in China, we everybody felt that whatever the party wanted us to do, and this is what we'd be doing. So we will be working diligently just to be serving the people.
我大学毕业以后啊，我就把孩子带了100天，就把他放在我们亲属家了。
And so after graduating college, and then I basically after giving birth to him, after 100 days, I left him with a relative.
我老公呢也是个工作狂，也不管他。
And my husband, who also worked a lot and did not care about him.
从小呢就是这个亲属很较真，就是挺溺爱他的吧。
And so I guess my relative kind of spoils him a lot. 所以
他这个个性很强，生活也散漫，是他想怎么着就怎么着。
And so he has a strong personality, and he lives a very lazy life. He wants to do anything he could do.
所以他那个人生观就是看问题，这个跟这个主耶稣要求啊，那就差的10万8千里了。
And so his life perspective has totally different standards with Lord Jesus Christ.
我说也，他比我道理还讲得挺多的了。
And everything I said to him, I think he would say much more than me.
我没办法了。
And so I have no other way.
所以我就只有祷告了。
And so all I could do is pray.
所以从今年6月份回来以后啊，其实我的那个加入基督并也不算短了，也20多年了。但是我真的没有认真的思考自己有哪些做的不对。
And so after he came back this time in June, I believe in God for about 20 years, but I never really thought about the things I have done incorrectly.
我这个。我在说，通过就是我就是这个为他祷告，真是时日祷告，处处祷告。我一天不知道祷告多少次。
And so I pray many times a day just because of it.
可是，我觉得主耶稣垂听我的这个什么了，垂听我的祷告。
I believe Lord Jesus have listened to my prayer.
这次来了以后啊，第一个印象就是。他也不抽烟了，也不喝酒了。
And so this time, when he came, I realized that he doesn't smoke and drink anymore.
这个我们这个什么，就是给他妹妹给接风的时候，大伙说喝点酒吧，他都不喝了。
And so
给他烟也不抽了。
And so the sister, my daughter, basically was had when we went out to dinner together. They wanted to give him alcohol and cigarettes, but he did not smoke and drink.
他也知道关心别人了，这个也每天运动，就这一个多月，他就穿破了一双运动鞋。
And so he knows how to help other people, and then he exercises every day. So within one month, he had worn out his running shoes.
他自己就说，他说看来神爱我呀。
And he says, I think God loves me.
他说，给我机会。
And he gives me the opportunity.
他说让我得了一个不大不小的病。
And so that I was, had a somewhat of a sickness.
还给我一个悔改的机会。
And give me the chance to repent.
特别是他这个黄浦江那儿，有一栋房子吧，由于他交不上贷款呢，人家要这个什么拍，银行要拍卖。
And so especially in Shanghai, he had a house, but it was going on foreclosure.
他这个要是拍卖就这个他就跟人家联系，就说能不能自己先卖了。当时呢银行不同意。
And so he wanted to know that if he could sell it by himself, but the bank disagreed.
前两天呢这个我打电话联系那个跟他打电话询问呢，他说妈告诉你个好消息。银行主动地跟我说哈，就说允许让我自己卖，只要把剩余的贷款给交了就可以。
And he called me a few days ago. He says the bank allowed me to sell it as long as I could make some more payments.
所以通过这个例子呢，我就说明这个神呐、啊，请听我们的祷告。
And because of this example, God, I know that God listened to our prayer.
这个呢，就说。正像那个提摩太后书说的那个，不知明日将遇何事，前途或顺或险，主必扶持，主永远爱我们不改变。
And just like 2 Timothy, that we don't know what will be, what it's on hold for tomorrow, because the Lord loves us, and His love for us is everlasting and never changes.
我深知我信的是谁。
And I know who I believe.
他能成就我到底。
And he could fulfill me till the end.
好，这个在这儿呢，我就是再谢谢在会的这个兄弟姐妹，对这个传道圣工人员呢，等等吧，对我的关怀和支持。
I'd like to thank everyone for their care towards me, the pastors and members. Wang Qingxiang, Jimmy.
Hallelujah, 奉主耶稣圣名做见证。
Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I testify.
感谢神让我有这个机会在这里能够述说主耶稣给我们家的恩典。
And thank God that I have the opportunity to speak about the grace that I received from Lord Jesus Christ towards our family.
当信主耶稣，你及你的全家都必得救。
And if you believe in the Lord, that you and your whole family will be saved.
今天我主要是见证，是我爸爸信主的经过。
And today I'd like to testify about the process which my father came to believe in the Lord.
我们家里面我是第一个信主的。
And in my household, I was the first person to believe in God.
感谢神在我当初在芝加哥的时候，有灵光行还有无圣光两家当的帮助下。
And when I was in Chicago, there was two family, 灵圣光 and 无光行 that they were helping us.
It's Terry Lin, Sarah Lin, and James Wu, Lily Wu. 所以呢，我和两个孩子在1993年1月就在芝加哥的真耶稣教会受洗。
And so me and my children were baptized in August of 1993 in Jesus' Church in Chicago.
受洗后不久，先生他就突然想说，他说他想回台湾找工作。
And after baptizing for not long, and my husband wanted to go back to Taiwan and look for a job.
那个时候我婆婆正好来探望我们，所以呢，那个时候我就说好，他就回去了。
And so my mother-in-law at the time was visiting us, and then I say okay, and then he left home.
结果他一去，马上就找到工作了。
And so after leaving, he was able to find a job right away.
所以他打电话回来跟我讲，那个时候我是非常的不能接受。
And so he called me and let me know, and then at the time I couldn't really accept it right away.
因为我不愿意放下我在芝加哥那个时候很好的工作。
I don't want to lay down a very good job I had in Chicago.
而且我们才新买了房子，然后又为小孩子选好了学区。
And then we just purchased a new house, and then of course we have found a school for the children.
虽然蔡慈玲姐妹呢，她那个时候一直不断的劝我说，丈夫是一家的头，我应该要全应该我们全家都要搬回去。
And but Sister Chai at the time encouraged me in saying that your husband is the head of the household, so you should decide to move back for the entire family.
但是呢，道理是归道理，但是我的心真的是没有办法接受。
And but I guess the scripture is the scripture, but in my heart, I cannot accept this fact.
那在有一天，开车下班回家的路上啊，就好。
Okay, so one day going home, driving back.
就好像有一个意念。
And something came into my mind.
像流水一样流过我的头脑。
And it's like water flowing through my brain.
神给我的话是。用英文的。
And the words that God gave me was in English.
他说 ，Is it possible?
It says, "Is it possible?"
他在告诉我说，你不回去可能吗
？And God is saying that, "Is it possible for you not to go back?"
那因为呢，那段时间呢，我从开始慕道信主啊，我就一直在为我的家人，就是我包括我的父亲还有我两个弟弟祷告。
And so after I believe in Jesus, I started to pray for my father and my two younger brother.
所以呢，当神的话一进来的时候呢，就在那一瞬间，我的心就180度全部转过来。
And so the words of God once came into my mind, and my heart had a 180 degree turn.
然后呢，我就很甘心乐意的去辞掉我的工作。
And gladly I quit my job.
然后卖房子。
And sold the house.
那神呢也是用神迹帮我们把房子很顺利的卖掉。
And God performed a miracle for us to sell the house very smoothly.
而且呢，我在一踏进台湾的时候呢，神马上就给我的一个工作。
And as soon as I arrived in Taiwan, I was able to find a job right away as well.
所以我们在1993年八月是神带领我们全家搬回台湾的。
And so in 1993 in August, at that month, the whole family moved back to Taiwan.
我们搬回台湾以后呢，然后呢，就有机会带我大弟到那个双林教会慕道。
And once I went back to Taiwan, I had the opportunity to bring my one of the younger brother to Swanling Church to attend service.
然后呢，然后他很快就把他的全家都带来了。
And slowly, he brought his whole family over as well.
就是他太太还有他两个孩子。
And that was his wife and two children.
后来因为他住在新店，所以呢，我又陪他到景美教会继续慕道。
And because he was living in the 新店 area, so I went with him to 景美 Church to continue to truth seek.
在1995年呢，我大弟一家四口受洗归入真教会。
And 1995, my the first younger brother baptized with the entire family.
感谢神，那是很大的征战。
And thank God, so that was a major struggle.
现在那个时候我真的是明白，如果我不回台湾是不可能的。
And so at the time, I realized that it was impossible for me not to go back to Taiwan.
后来呢，我父亲呢辞去他的工作，和大弟住在一起。
And so my father had quit his job and was living with my first young brother.
他为了要照顾孙子和孙女。
And my father wanted to take care of the grandchildren.
我爸爸他没有宗教信仰。
And my father doesn't have any religious faith.
他是他在1949年和蒋中正一起从大陆来台湾的。
And in 1949, he came over from China with Chiang Kai-shek.
我们如果问他说你姓什么
？And so if I asked him, "What is your name?"
不是姓，而是 "What's your religion?"
What is your religion?
他就会说我姓睡觉。
And he says, "My belief will be sleeping."
那段时间哦，就是每逢我大弟他们一家要去聚会。
And so during that time, every time my first young brother was to attend service,
我爸爸都很不高兴。
And my father was unhappy.
也常常会阻挡他们。
And often he will become, he will try to prevent them from going to church.
后来呢，我大弟呢从新店搬到龙潭。
And my first young brother moved from Xingdian to Longtan area of Taipei.
那个事情也经过了整整十一年啊，就从我搬回搬回台湾哈，整整十一年，在2004年八月的时候，神把我也是另外一个神迹，神把我们全家又带回美国。
And after 11 years moving back to Taiwan in 2004 in August, through a miracle, our whole family was moved back to the United States again from Taiwan.
因为神让我在 Lynchburg, Virginia 找到工作。
And God was able to let me find a job in Lynchburg, Virginia.
2009年12月呢，我爸爸他因为糖尿病并发症，所以住院有一个大手术。
And so 2009, the month of December, because of the fact that my father needs to go through a major operation due to his diabetic condition.
很庆幸呢，他保住了生命。
And luckily, he was able to survive.
因为你知道他原本都不相信有鬼有神的。
And originally, he does not believe whether there's a ghost or God.
他在家的时候呢，就从就医院回来以后呢，他竟然看到有三个乌鬼在家的外墙上面。
And after returning back from the hospital, he was able to see three dirty ghosts on the walls outside the home.
想要翻进来。
And they wanted to climb inside.
就突然出现了一个白色的墙，把乌鬼都挡在墙外面。
And all of a sudden, a white wall appeared and blocking out these very dirty evil spirits.
这件事情，我爸爸心中一直在思想。
And so my father was thinking about this inside his heart constantly.
然后呢，龙潭，因为我弟弟他开早餐店。
And because my brother had a business that's selling breakfast.
所以白天家里大家都去工作了。
And so everyone during the day will work in the store.
我爸爸一个人在家。
And my father would be the only one alone at home.
那龙潭教会的长职弟兄姐妹，他们就主动的去白天去拜访我爸爸。
And many of the members and ministers and pastors in Longtan Church would volunteer to visit my father during the daytime.
那这段时间呢，因为大地的早餐店啊，因为那个房租也涨价，还有物料啊都大涨，所以呢，他的生活变得非常的困难。
And so that because all the daily essential inflation that had happened, so my first young brother was hard to sustain his business, and therefore his family got into a financial difficulties.
那我爸爸看在眼里，心里很难过。
And so my father saw this, and he feels very saddened by this.
那因为大家都工作很疲倦，所以呢，回到家呢，我爸爸就是你知道，家里就好像有很多很多潜伏的炸弹一样。
And so that everyone after working for a long day, and they would go back home and feel very tired.But my father seems like there's a lot of time bombs at home.
所以呢，我爸爸他为了希望能够家庭和睦。
And my father hoped to bring peace to the family.
然后龙潭教会的长子也跟他讲说，一个家庭如果有相同的宗教信仰，这样家庭比较容易和睦。
And so even the ministers told him from Longtan Church that if the whole family...has the same faith, and this way it will bring harmony to the family.
所以呢，我爸爸就开始和龙潭教会弟兄去龙潭教会聚会。
And so my father started to attend service in Longtan Church.
因为我在美国，所以呢，我就打电话回去，跟我爸爸聊天。
And because of the fact that I am here in the United States, so I would call back home and talk with my father.
所以我了解我爸爸去慕道。
And so I realized that he was truth-seeking in Taiwan.
然后呢，我就问我爸爸他的感觉怎么样。
And so I asked my father, how did he really feel?
我爸爸他说，耶稣是好人。
And he says Jesus was a good man.
你们大概不，这是我在我听起来我是觉得是，很甜蜜的一句话，很甜蜜的话。
And to me, this sounded very sweet.
因为我爸爸不识字。
And because my father does not, cannot read any characters.
他没有念书。
And he did not go to school.
是一个很粗的人。
And he was a very rough person.
对，所以呢，他会说耶稣是好人，让我觉得很惊讶。
And so that after he would say that Lord Jesus was a good man, made me very shocked.
我在这里说，我在这里说我爸爸脾气不好啊，可是呢，他是还蛮疼我们孩子的。
And I said that he doesn't have a very good temper, but he really loved the children.
然后呢，我爸爸他那个时候报名受洗的时候呢，我弟弟和媳妇啊，都不愿意相信。
And at the time my father wanted to sign up to receive baptism, my first young brother and his wife did not believe the fact.
然后呢，他们就说我爸爸一定是哦，因为不好意思跟那些长子们讲说他不愿意受洗，所以他就报名受洗。
And so they're thinking that because of the fact that he was embarrassed to refuse the application, so that's why he signed up.
因为我们晓得我爸爸很爱面子。
And we know that he cared about his outer image.
所以我就打电话去就是很小心的问他。
And so I called back home and very carefully I asked him.
但是我爸爸他很清楚，他很清楚的跟我讲是他自己要受洗的。
And but my father was very clear and he said to me that he wanted to receive baptism.
所以我爸爸就在2011年9月受洗了。
And so my father was baptized in the year of 2011 in September.
我爸爸呢，因为他不识字，所以他没有办法读圣经，也没有办法唱赞美诗。
And my father, because of the fact that he cannot read, so he cannot read the Bible or sing hymns.
但是呢，他常常哦，就是从那个以后，常常看到他说会很引以为傲说他受洗了。
And but many times after that, he would say that, and he would proudly to say that he has baptized.
他是神的儿子。
And he is the son of God.
他说这是不能骗人的哦。
And he says that this is something that we cannot lie to other people.
所以呢，他就会拿出那个教会颁给他的那个受洗证书。
And so he would take out the certificate of baptism from the church that was given to him.
对，所以呢，他就会拿这张证书给人家看，说。所以呢，我就是给人家的感觉就是，这好像是他的奖状。
And so that he would show other people, this seems like his reward.
然后爸爸他受洗以后不久啊，弟弟的早餐店啊，因为那个房东啊，又再次大涨，涨幅太大。
And so not long after my father baptized, the landlord had increased the rent for my younger brother's business.
所以呢，我弟弟他已经没有办法再撑下去了，所以他就停业。
And so my younger brother cannot sustain it anymore, so he basically closed down everything.
因为他没有办法负担房贷，所以把房子卖掉了。
And because of the fact that he cannot support his mortgage anymore, so he sold the house.
那就没有办法再抚养我父亲。
And so that he cannot continue to provide for my father anymore.
那而且他要去中国谋生。
And so he decided that he wants to go to China and seek more new opportunities.
我想要把他接来美国，但是有很多因素让我没有办法这样做。
But I wanted to bring my father over to Chicago due to many circumstances. I'm not able to do so.
所以那个时候呢，正好有我们知道有真耶稣教会有普里仁爱之家。
And at that time, we know that in True Jesus Church, I think they have some sort of senior care facility.
所以呢，我们就征求爸爸的同意，然后带他去普里仁爱之家。
And so we got his approval, and we brought him to this senior care facility.
爸爸在那里呢，他一心想要回家跟孩子们相聚。
And but while when he was there, he wanted to go back home and spend time with his family members.
所以呢，我打电话去给他的时候呢，他都告诉我说他心里很难过，他很想要回家。
And so every time when I call him, he feels very saddened by the fact that he's there and he wants to come back home.
但是呢，那个时候呢，他因为呢，那个时候他不知道怎么样说哈利路亚。
And but at the time he doesn't know how to say hallelujah.
也因为他年纪也大了，也记不得。
And because he was very elderly in age, and he cannot remember.
所以呢，就教他说，你就说耶稣，主耶稣帮助我。
And so I taught him how to say, say, Lord Jesus, help me.
然后我也跟他说，我每天都会帮他祷告。
And I said to him that every day I'll be praying for you.
所以呢，爸爸呢，他就是这样，他一碰到什么，在那段很煎熬的过程当中，他都一直求主耶稣帮助。
And so during the most difficult time that he would pray to God and ask Jesus to help him.
后来呢，爸爸呢，就是因为肺炎常常感染，就常常住院。
And so because he had a pneumonia conditions and it would often be infected, and so he would be hospitalized.
所以呢，2013年十月呢，那个时候正好媳妇啊带着孩子就从中国回台湾。
And so during the 2013 and in October, my younger brother's wife basically came back from China to visit.
然后呢，那媳妇呢，她有一次就很想祷告。
And so one time she really wanted to pray to God.
她在祷告里面呢，就感觉到说，我爸爸一直在跟神求。
And so in her prayer, she felt that my father was constantly praying to God.
跟神说，说主耶稣啊，拜托拜托，我在这里已经够了。
And he would be pleading to God that, Lord Jesus, I don't want to be here anymore. I spent too much time here already.
让我可以回家跟我的儿子住在一起。
Can I go back home and live with my son?
那呢，神因为神这样感动媳妇，所以媳妇呢就和我弟弟商量，然后就决定把我爸爸接回去。
And so, because of this prayer, it had touched my brother's wife, and so she was able to discuss things with him, and then take him back, basically brought him out of the senior care center.
那所以呢，由媳妇独立照顾他。
And so my brother's wife will be taking care of him independently.
因为弟弟还在大陆工作。
And because my younger brother is still working in China.
然后呢，因为冬天快到了，那个时候我们有点担心我爸爸的健康状况。
And because winter will be arriving soon, so I worry about my father's health conditions.
所以我们就在商量说，我们要买早点回去，陪陪我爸爸。
And so I wanted to go back and spend some time with my father.
所以呢，在那个时候其实这段时间呢，主耶稣呢常常在在祷告中用赞美诗告诉我很多事情。
And but actually during this time that Lord Jesus constantly tells me many things through hymns.
12月14号安息日，我在 DC 教会聚会的时候。
And in December 14th, it was a Sabbath day, and then I was attending service in Washington, D.C.
我在祷告中觉得圣灵一直在围绕着我爸爸在祷告。
And so during prayer, I felt that the Holy Spirit is praying around my father.
然后呢，在祷告中呢，就是圣灵就带领我唱305首警醒自责。
And so during prayer, the Holy Spirit guide me to sing a hymn in 305 to be vigilant and to self-examine.
当旋律唱到难得神悦的时候，难觉难得神。
And so when I sang to the part that it is hard to please God.
我就会自己开始有点紧张，想说有什么事情我要悔改。
And so I was thinking that maybe I've done something that I need to repent.
然后正在想的时候呢，接着就有那个圣灵的歌词就浮现，圣灵全更新。
And so at that time I was thinking, and then the words appear. It says that Holy Spirit will renew you.
然后我就突然明白，原来圣灵是要使爸爸全然更新。
And so I realized that Holy Spirit wanted to renew my father.
变为新人。
And to become a new man.
下午祷告的时候呢，又圣灵又带我唱赞美诗。336首是 Does Jesus Care?
And in the afternoon, that when I pray, Holy Spirit guide me to sing 336 Does Jesus Care?
是耶稣是否仍然看顾我？
And Does Jesus care about me?
然后在祷告中 He cares 就是他必看顾这个字就一直浮现。
And so during prayer, He cares constantly appears.
而且我在祷告过程中。泪流满面。
And so during prayer, I was tearing throughout my face.
两个星期以后，爸爸就因为病毒感染，肺衰竭，住进加护病房。
And 2 weeks later, my father had a serious lung infection, so that he was admitted to the hospital in ICU.
我们先前计划先买的机票全部改了，马上飞回去。
And so all the airline tickets that we bought originally, we changed the schedule and we flew back as a family.
我们在探望他在加护病房的期间呢，爸爸非常痛苦。
And during this time in ICU, my father was in a very painful state.
因为插管。
And because there was tubing that's going inside of his body.
他的手脚都绑在铁杆上。
And his hand and feet was bound to the railings on the bed.
因为他们怕他会拔管。
And because the hospitalist was afraid that he might be pulling out the tubes.
然后每次看到爸爸的时候，他都在流泪。
And every time when I see my father, my father was shedding tears.
然后这期间呢，有一次爸爸他很努力地来告诉我们，他看到主耶稣。
And so during this time that my father told us that he saw Jesus.
然后呢，有一天晚上哦，我在祷告的时候就唱《思慕天香》。
And so one night I was singing, and I sing the hymn saying that thinking about heavenly home.
那歌词里面不久就能放下浮现两次。
And so the lyrics appeared and say that not long later, you will be able to lay to rest.
那全句是跟主背负十架，不久就能放下。
And the whole entire content was that you're carrying the cross with the Lord, and not long later you'll be able to lay it down.
我才明白，原来爸爸所经历的苦难是在背负他的十字架。
And I realized that the burden that my father was carrying was carrying his own cross.
后来转入普通病房，我们大家轮流照顾爸爸。
And so he basically transferred to a normal room, and then all of us were taking time to care for him.
只要有机会，我们就唱赞美诗给他听。
And as soon as we have the chance, that we will be singing hymn to him.
他的神志一直都很清楚。
And his conscious state was quite clear all the time.
我在唱完赞美诗以后呢，都还会刻意的把歌词也念一遍给他听。
And after singing hymn, I will read him the lyrics one more time.
为了让他了解赞美诗中神的应许，还有天国的美好。
And so I wanted to let him understand the promise of God, and then also how wonderful it is, heaven is.
在今年一月十九号，就是那个时候，媳妇和我们一起在医院要回去之前，还有我们回到家以后呢，我们一起祷告。在两次的祷告当中，媳妇看到了异象。
And so this year in January 19th, before we're about to go back to the United States.At the home that in Taiwan that my brother's wife saw vision.
在意象里面呢，她看到一个花园。
And in the vision, she saw a garden.
她说有好多花，好香。
And she says that there's a lot of flowers that smells very good.
有穿白衣的天使来接爸爸。
And there are angels that's wearing white garments coming to pick up Father.
爸爸穿着白衣。
And Father was wearing a white garment.
天使要带他去花园里面见主耶稣。
And the angel was to bring him inside the garden to see Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣像牧人坐在园子里面等候他。
And the Lord Jesus was like a shepherd waiting for him inside the garden.
他看到爸爸一直不停的微笑。
And once he saw father, he saw father was smiling throughout the whole time.
而且呢，还不断的一直回首看我们，回头看我们。
But he would turn back and look at us.
舍不得走。
And he does not want to leave.
天使一直催他走。
And but the angels wanted him to leave.
后来呢？媳妇呢就在祷告中就唱赞美诗411首的后段。
And so my brother's wife, my sister-in-law, basically was singing the hymn 441, the second part.
美丽的祷告花园。
And the beautiful garden of prayer.
他唱救主等候不要迟延。
And she was saying that the Savior is waiting, so do not delay.
后来就看见爸爸和天使走进花园。
And then, she saw that the Father and the angel walked into the garden together.
她的异象就到这里结束。
And her vision stopped here.
两次看的异象都是一样的。
And she saw the vision twice, and then they're all the same.
1月25号那天是安息日。
And January 25th, that day is Sabbath day.
我是轮白班的，所以呢，我就在白天照顾我爸爸。
And so I have to, I usually work at nighttime, so I was helping my father during the day.
我就奉主耶稣圣名跟爸爸一起聚会。
And so I said, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we're going to have service with my father.
我带他用悟性祷告。
And then so I use a prayer of understanding, praying with him.
唱赞美诗，而且读启示录21章、22章给他听。
And so I sing hymns and I read Revelations chapter 21 and 22 to him.
因为爸爸自从离开龙潭教会以后，到普里仁爱之家，他们讲的全是台语。
And after leaving the senior care facility, because of the fact that everyone speaks Taiwanese.
我爸爸事实上他是不懂台语的。
And my father does not know any Taiwanese.
所以呢，所以他所知道的道理实在是非常的少。
And so, he doesn't know a lot of the truth.
我在这里跟爸爸解释说，天国的美好。
And so I was explaining to him how wonderful heaven is.
跟爸爸说，他在这世界上的功课已经做完了。如果主耶稣要接他，他可以安心的走。
And he says that he has completed all his assignments here on earth, and if the Lord Jesus is ready to take him, he's ready to leave.
我们还没有，但是呢，等到我们时候到了，我们要去那里找他。
And our time is not up yet, but when the time arrives, we will be looking for him there.
其实那几天我去医院的路上，都是心中一直回旋的赞美诗187首来到美地。
And so that throughout that day, I was thinking, in my mind, hymn number 187, coming to the wonderful land.
到日期我乐意同圣徒来聚会赞美地。
And on that day, I'll be gladly holding service with all the members at that beautiful land.
那些字不断地在我心中浮现。
And so all the words constantly appear in my mind.
所以过两天而已。
And so 2 days later,
主耶稣就把我爸爸接走了。
And my Lord Jesus taken my father.
爸爸走的时候非常的安详。
And when he left, it was very peaceful.
好像是睡了。
And it seems like he was asleep.
神也让我看到他最后一眼。
And God was able to let me see the last of him.
我本来是要出去买午餐的。如果说那个时候我就突然想说要回去拿便当盒，不然的话我爸爸就走了。
And originally I was going out to buy lunch, but I forgot something, and so I returned back to the room, and then at that, otherwise my father would have been gone.
我看到爸爸状况不好的时候，我就开始跟爸爸一起祷告。我就说：“爸爸，我们一起祷告。”
And so when I saw that his condition was getting worse, and I said, "Father, let's pray together."
然后呢，祷告完了以后，我就拿起赞美诗，一直不断的唱给他听。
And so after prayer, and then I was holding up the hymn books, I was singing to him.
一直唱到他全部都走了。
And I was singing until that he completely left.
感谢神，神让我觉得是非常的、非常的安静平稳的。
And thank God that God made me feel very peaceful, I was very stable.
然后我才出去告诉护士小姐。
And then I went outside and told the nurse.
护士反而是很紧张。
And then the nurse was very nervous.
然后一直追问我什么时候发生的事。
And the nurse would say that, when did this happen?
感谢神。我爸爸他从受洗到离世只有短短的2年4个月。
And thank God that from the time that he received baptism till the time of death was about 2 years and 4 months.
他原本以为受洗以后可以享受家庭的温暖。
And originally he thought that after baptism, he was able to enjoy the warmth of the family.
可是却是操练的开始。
And but this is actually the beginning of his training.
表面上是受苦难。
And on the surface, it seems like he's suffering.
但是却有神更美好的旨意和恩典。
And but at the end, there are wonderful grace and will from God.
所以在这里，我心中实在是充满了感谢。
And so my heart is really filled with thanksgiving.
而且爸爸这件事情让我心中更坚定，要很努力的走完天国路。
And so because of this thing with my father, I am affirmed that I want to do my best to finish the journey onto heaven.
因为我们都期望将来在天国要跟他相聚。
And we're very hopeful that in the future we could all see each other in heaven.
愿一切颂赞荣耀都归于天上的真神。
And may all the glory and praise be to our heavenly true God.
Hallelujah, Amen.
Hallelujah, Amen.
Thank God for these wonderful testimonies.
感谢神给我们美好的见证。
We can see through all three of them that there was a spiritual battle.
我们可以看得出来他们三位都有属灵的征战。
We can also see the love and the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ.
那我们也可以看到主耶稣的爱还有慈爱呈现。And
to summarize in one verse,
那我来总结只有一个经节。
In James chapter 4 verse 6.
雅各书第四章第六节
he says, But he gives more grace. Therefore he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
所以这边说到他赐更多恩典，所以经上说谁阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
In all three cases, we see that once they were humbled before God, GodGrace,
对三个案子我们都可以看得出来说他们一旦在神面前谦卑神就会赏赐恩典
so I think we understand all of their need in prayer
那我们都可以在他们看得出来他们在祷告里面的需要
Let us keep these three sisters and their families in our prayer
那我们在祷告中也记得这三位姐妹他们的需要
So that they may continue to grow in his love and mercy
所以他们可以继续在主耶稣的爱还有恩典中成长。
Let us pray in silence.
那我们一起默祷。